Fred Film Radio.
So this is Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, reporting from Cinema Made in Italy Festival in London. And I'm joined here by Ginevra Elkann, and we're going to discuss her film, If Only. So thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you.
Welcome to slightly rainy London.
Yes.
maybe for people who aren't already familiar with your film, you can give us just a brief synopsis in your own words. You know, what's If Only all about?
Well, If Only is about a family. And it's about three children who have divorced parents, very bad divorce, who don't speak to each other. And they live in different cities, and they end up having to go on holiday with their dad. So it's about that relationship and about, you know, growing up. And it's the point of view of the children of this divorce and of how, you know, of the world of adults. All this in the 90s. So I think it's a film about all the little things and feelings that happen to us when we're children that then shape us as adults. And so it's really a film about family and feeling.
I know you've worked successfully as a producer, and this is actually your debut feature. So what made you decide to tell this particular story? Is it semi-autobiographical to some extent?
You know, I studied filmmaking here in London, the London Film School, and I studied to be a director. So that's something I've always actually wanted to do. And this story is partially autobiographical, and especially, you know, the feelings of this little girl and the way that she wants to get her family back together was very much my own. If Only, let's say, you know, that feeling that is in the title. Mm.
And coming to the cast, what a wonderful set of actors you put together for the film. Not least these wonderful young actors playing the three children, and Oro in particular is Alma. So, you know, how did you cast these particular people, and how did you work with, I guess working with children can be challenging in some ways, but it seems to look very naturalistic and very fluid in the way that it's portrayed.
We did a very long cast together with Barbara Melega, and we were looking for children that were perfectly bilingual, French, Italian, and you know, that we felt we could create a family. And we actually, you know, found all these, you know, two boys who live in Rome, one who lives in London. And when we put them together, we felt that chemistry and the way that. And so then I worked with them for a while before we shot the film, and just so that they, you know, they're not actors. They had never acted in anything before. And I did not want children actors. So I really wanted that feeling of, that would give that, you know, feeling of reality, fresh. And so when I, you know, I found them, and we really fell in love with them, and everyone else did. And Riccardo Scamarcio and Alba Rockwacker were extremely helpful in building that relationship and that feeling of a family.
And coming to Riccardo and Alba, you know, did you have any of those in mind when you were, you know, writing the film? And, you know, they do seem so perfectly cast. There's a great chemistry between them. Mm-hmm. You know, there's lots of layers, you know, in their relationship together. With the children, especially Riccardo as Carlo, kind of at some points, kind of maybe dislike him a bit, doesn't seem like a very good father figure, but then there's also a lot of tenderness and affection and kind of sort of moments of reconciliation.
Mm-hmm, as well. Mm-hmm. I think he grows on you, and Riccardo brought a lot to this character, and he brought his, you know, there's a lot of things that he brought to the film. And no, I wrote without really thinking of anyone in particular, and we really were just thinking of these characters. But then, you know, it was, I'm very happy about this casting, because Riccardo and Alba are very different types of people, but very compatible, and you know, they really, you know, make each other grow somehow, mm-hmm. and they balance each other mm-hmm. very well. And so that was really fun. It was fun. They're two incredible actors who are enjoying acting with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, when you see people and they're really having fun with their craft.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And thinking about the kind of your approach to, you know, how the film looks and its feel, there's some absolutely beautiful locations, kind of like the rundown cottage, being on the beach, and how important was that to you, kind of like how it looked and felt? And like I mentioned, it does feel very naturalistic. There are lots of lovely little details and moments where they're allowed to kind of play out in a way, you know, with the young girl fishing their boiled eggs out of the pan, or yeah. you know, these sorts of things. So, you know, is that something that was important to you, to the style of the film?
Yeah, I was, you know, very, the aesthetic of the film was very important to me, and that it was felt realistic, I just like that it felt the way it was, not too beautiful or, you know, or just natural, but with, you know, even the way the characters use their clothes, the way that the everything looks had to feel like it had been there for a while. It's like sedimentation, I think you say, you know, when you layered, very layered. So even in the house, there are things there, they had been there for a long time. You know, the way we found a house that had already a life, you know. So, and that house really created a lot for us in the film, and the way that we spent so much time in that house, and, you know, in this place at the beach, it's humid, it's winter, it's, you know. So it, all these, you know, and obviously the photography to me was very important, and that it had a feel, that aged feel that was, you know, like a super 16. Mm. But that all of these details would bring you back to the 90s. So how do you tell the 90s without going overboard? Mm. And, you know, was also just in the way it's photographed, the way people are dressed. Little details of those years.
So I think in some aspects we've kind of got, it's like kind of a coming of age film. Mm-hmm. There's other bits that just feel like a slice of life, just kind of watching, you know, these kids interact, and, you know, how they feel about their relationship with their father. What do you hope that people might take away from the film, or how do you see where it sits within the genre?
I'm not sure really. Mm-hmm. I mean, where it sits, I think, I hope, you know, it's, I, oh, when I was thinking of making film, what is the kind of story that you want to say? I always felt like that I had to tell my truth somehow, mm-hmm. you know, and that this truth then would resonate with many other people, because, you know, like I had, my parents were divorced, but, you know, many people are divorced or have parents who divorced, or even have had a childhood that, you know, a lot of people in many different countries see the film and they can relate, mm-hmm. you know. So if, and that's a feeling where, you know, even writing the film and talking to people, I say, oh, you felt like that too, or you felt that, you know, it's a very, it's an act of sharing somehow that helps you, you know, is I think helps you let go. And
And how does it feel to have your film here as part of the Cinema Made in Italy Festival in London? Is it great to bring it to a new audience, or a wider audience, let's say, and being part of kind of a collective of Italian filming show?
Well, I'm very proud they, you know, selected the film to come here, and I'm excited. This, you know, London means a lot to me, and this is where I went to film school. This is, you know, I love English films, and, you know, it's going to be nice and friends, and so it's a bit like coming home. Mm-hmm. So it's nice, yeah.
And I just feel like it's been a big focus recently on diversity in filmmaking. Just thinking of all the award ceremonies, it was a big debate about, you know, who got nominated, who perhaps got shut out. So how do you see right now as a time for female filmmakers, and particularly maybe in Italy? It seems like a lot of incredible female filmmakers coming out of the country.
Yeah, I think that for many years there were no female filmmakers, and now there are a few more. I mean, and there'll be more and more, I think, that it's the world is changing, and it's important that, you know, women have a voice and they have stories to tell. And even I think the way women are portrayed or seen by women is very different. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important that we allow ourselves to have this voice, and it's growing, and it's going to have to be, you know, accepted. I think, you know, there's like more and more women's voices and women coming out of film schools and who want to be directors, who want to be producers, who want to be writers, and, you know. So I think there's we're still not there at all, mm-hmm. but we're working on it.
And do you think your path into filmmaking, you know, how do you think your early experiences shaped you? I know you worked with Bernardo Bertolucci and you work in Tamsin Scripti, and then of course all your work as a producer. So do you think that's another way in, you know, for female filmmakers to kind of go into production as well? And, you know, do we need to see women going into a breadth of roles, you know, in front and behind the camera?
Yeah, I think that that's very important. And until, you know, women... you know, until they're not going to be women producers, women directors, women writers, women, you know, all roles are actually, you know, women are taking all these roles. And it's important because, you know, if you're going to have women producers, they're going to probably, you know, be more receptive to mm-hmm. women. And, you know, in a structure of power is the most, you know, that's where it's, I mean, it's not something that I do think that that's when things are going to change, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know. So there's a lot of talk about patriarchy, and it's true, we live in a world like that, and until that's what's happening, things are going to, you know, remain very much the same. Mm-hmm. And that's where the power needs to shift and needs to be more equal and for everyone. And then things are going to really change.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fantastic. Well, I think I'm out of time. But thank you so much for sharing all that with us. Congratulations on a wonderful film. Hope you enjoy the festival here.
Thank you very much.
And I've been Sarah Bradbury for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.